This podcast is presented by Walmart, where you can find $4 prescriptions on over 300 drugs. Walmart. Save money. Live better. This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wendy Douglas for Discovery Health, and this week we're talking to Sam the Cooking Guy from Just Cook This on Discovery Health, Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
Hey, Wendy. What's up?
Nothing much. It's good to talk to you again. So, Sam, your series has been on Discovery Health for about a month now. Tell me, how's it going? Are you getting positive feedback?
It's amazing. You know, I had a show sort of more local before Discovery Health came along, and it was always well received. But now it's just that many more people across the country now. The email is sort of off the charts. The comments are sort of off the charts. And it seems like a stupid thing to say. Like, could there be any bad in it? But honestly, I went from sort of regular, everyday, not thinking about what went into a recipe kind of cooking to now doing something for you guys, for Discovery Health. And I honestly have to think about it. I have to say to myself, does this make sense? Is this the right thing I want to show people on a network that has health as part of its name? And so I was a little worried about that in the very beginning, and I needed to not worry because it has been so well received. People come up and they go, you know what? You're really making me honestly think about sort of what I'm putting into me.
I notice in a lot of your shows you talk about when you cook at home, you know exactly what you're putting into the food. And I guess that goes along with healthy, not only just quick recipes, but also healthy eating.
No, that's exactly it. So my goal from the beginning was this. I said, I think if instead of buying the food already made, fast food versions, or the all prepared stuff at the supermarket, if the only change you made in the food you ate was that instead of buying it made, you made it yourself, A, you're going to be healthier right off the bat because there won't be the preservatives and the additives and the extra fat and the extra sugar and all that stuff that goes into it. But then as you look at it, you start saying, wow, I know that person's recipe, whoever it is, says half a cup of sugar. I wonder what it would be like with a quarter cup of sugar or two tablespoons, you know, that kind of thing. I'd read recipes from other people all the time when I'm just trying stuff, and I cut things out because I think they're unnecessary. And I'm telling you, a lot of what's in recipes is completely unnecessary.
Okay, now I have a personal question to ask because you know I'm not the greatest cook in the world, but I've tried a lot of your recipes, and I have to ask you, what is the secret to making really good scallops? I've tried to make them, and I either burn them or I undercook them. Is there a secret?
Yeah, there's a secret. It's pretty much the same kind of advice that I give when I tell people how to grill a steak outside. I go, look, we all know what a properly cooked steak should look like. Open any magazine and see a cooked steak. You could identify a good-looking steak that you think is properly cooked from a not properly cooked one. There's really only two ways to get a steak looking the right way. I'm not talking about the way it is inside, but there's only two ways to get a steak looking the right way on a grill. Same thing for a scallop. A little bit of heat for a long time will char it and brown it nicely, mm-hmm. or a lot of heat for a little bit of time. And if you go with the first way, a little bit of heat, long time, to get the color on the outside the right way, to get the char marks, all of that, you're going to dry out the steak. It's going to be gray when you pull it off. It's going to look fantastic on the outside, but it's going to be gray in the middle, and that's just not going to give you very much flavor. Same thing with a scallop. But if you put a steak, a room temperature steak, a room temperature scallop, on a grill or in a hot pan, a really hot pan, the outside's going to do its thing nicely, and it will not dry itself out on the inside. When I cook a scallop in a pan, I put my pan on the heat. I use a good nonstick surface. I use something called Scanpan. It's this a ceramic titanium. It's a really technical kind of thing. And I'm not a technical guy. I just know that this particular type of pan doesn't give off those Teflon fumes that are supposed to be bad for you.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it may be a conversation for another podcast, but the pan can get hotter without anything going bad. I heat that pan on the stove with nothing in it. I get it really hot. Then I add a little bit of oil, and that little bit of oil in a really hot pan, like, scatters over the whole surface. If you put a tablespoon of oil in a cold pan, it doesn't go anywhere, right?
Mm.
It sits. It's sluggish. Really hot pan, a little bit of oil, it scatters over the whole thing. Then I season my scallops and I throw them in.
So that's a great tip for scallops and meat. Little bit of time, lots of heat, lots of heat.
That's exactly right.
A
lot of heat. People don't, and again, another podcast we could do, people don't cook with enough heat because I think they're frightened that they're going to burn things up. Food really benefits from lots of heat. It really does. Everything cooks better that way, almost. You know, some things. Eggs, I don't know. Pancakes, I don't know. Stuff like that. But things that are slightly heartier, fish, steaks, meat, you know, scallop, that kind of thing, a lot of vegetables. That's how you get good color on them. And really, when you see color on a scallop, on a steak, on vegetables, like the little sort of brown edges, those kind of blackened spots,
mm-hmm.
that's where most of your flavor is coming from. That's what you want.
Right. That's a great tip. Sam, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
Everyone out there, for Sam's recipes, go to discoveryhealth.com and you can catch his series, Just Cook This, on Discovery Health, Tuesdays at 4. For Discovery Health, this is Wendy Douglas.